Well,
excuse me, just a second. Oral History Project 2, interviewing Mrs. Bessie Frank Annathan, Mrs. Simon J. Annathan. This is February 4, 1975.
February 7th.
Her lovely study of her apartment. She's being interviewed by Sarah Lefkowitz and Minnie Sussman. Bess, and your family have made such tremendous contributions to the city of Pittsburgh, and I am not talking about the financial contributions. I'm talking about the impact of your thinking, that we feel that this should be preserved on tape.
Well, it would be very nice, because we don't have anything like that, excepting that Father's been written up a number of times.
Well, Bess, when did your family first come, and who was the first one of your family to come to the United States and then to Pittsburgh?
I don't know whether it was a Grandpa Frank or Grandpa Clee. They came. I have to get down that book. We were going over it yesterday. Carol's interested in the family history.
Oh, great.
And she was very thrilled. Will you get down that book that, you know, is in a box, that blue, a dark blue box.
Is it in here?
Yeah, in here.
You see, and Mary knows more about these than I do, Mrs. Annathan.
What?
Would you prefer Mary?
Spoken about it,
mm-hmm.
Our supposed descent, because we always laugh a little about it. Mary?
Is it the Clee book?
Yeah, the Clee book.
That's it. Take it all apart.
Now, Grandpa Clee, was that your mother's...
My mother's father.
Your mother's father.
There we are.
He and...
What was his first name? Grandpa Clee.
Jacob Clee.
And why did the family always laugh about it?
Because of the supposed descent from Anne of Cleves.
Oh, Henry VIII's wife.
Yeah. One of the wives of Henry VIII.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we never talked about it in front of
the children or grandchildren.
The children, mm-hmm. They never knew about it because... Mm-hmm. We've always laughed about it and didn't feel that it was really true.
Mm-hmm.
A grandpa came from a little town in northern Germany, which had changed hands very often. It was Cleve, the town of Cleve.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down the Rhine and lived in one of those little German towns. And then when he came to America, he must have been very successful. And the first year, he went back to Germany and got himself a German wife, Lena Klee.
Had he come directly to Pittsburgh when he came to this country?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what business did he start in?
The manufacturer of men's trousers.
Mm-hmm.
And, he married my grandmother, Lena Klee, and they came back here to Pittsburgh.
About what time was that? What year? Do you have any idea what year that was? Do you think you'd have something in your book telling what year that might be?
No, I don't think so.
Mrs. Annathan, what was your grandmother's first name?
What?
What was your grandmother's first name?
Lena.
Lena.
L-E-N-A. And here is a coat of arms. The Klee coat of arms.
Oh.
And it describes
Can you tell us what's on there?
Well,
what it's supposed to stand for?
These are supposed to be flowers. The fleur-de-lis.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flowers. And I don't know what all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that is what my uncle got from the heraldry people.
Was your uncle Jacob, was your grandfather the only one of the Klee family to come over?
No.
Or did some other brothers come with him?
Joseph Klee, who was Bud's great-grandfather, was his brother.
You mean your son-in-law, Bud?
Yeah.
Bud Lehman's. Oh, really?
And his great, maybe great-great-grandfather
mm-hmm.
was Joseph Klee. And he had a very nice family.
And they came to Pittsburgh. And they were all in the pants
they
business,
all,
too?
No,
the manufacturing business.
What business he was in.
And did your grandfather, Klee, continue in the pants business?
Yes.
Or did he go into another business, another venture?
No, he was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Klee is known all over the country, all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. I was trying to think of the name of these very prosperous people in San Francisco. He and this man came over together.
Oh, the Levi, you mean the one that makes the Levi's, the pants, the Levi pants?
No. No, it's If I can think of it,
mm-hmm.
or if I can find out.
Well, then we can put it
that
on.
That has nothing to do with
your
he
grandfather.
He and grandfather parted. They landed in New Orleans. And he went to San Francisco, this man did. And he was very successful. The family is very well known. And grandfather came to Pittsburgh. I don't know what from to Pittsburgh, but after he came, George Coffin's great-grandfather.
George Kaufman, the playwright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Came and I guess Grandpa's brother, Joseph Klee, and quite a few Jewish men that they knew.
Mm-hmm. And what, pardon me, go ahead.
So anyway, they belonged to a, I guess in those days they called a shul, and a grandfather was not as orthodox as some of the others. And my grandfather, Frank, and Grandpa Klee walked out of the meeting when they talked about building a temple. And they formed their own temple. That's how the Tree of Life temple mm-hmm. and the what we have
the Road of Sholem.
Road of Sholem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
came into a being.
Grew up.
Well, now your grandfather Frank. When did he come?
I don't.
And what was his name?
I don't know, but I think possibly. Let me see. They were born in the early 1820s.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably came over in 18 30, maybe 40.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I must find out.
Bessie, when your grandfather Frank came over, did he came from the same community that your grandfather Clee came from?
No.
Where did your grandfather Frank, what was his first name, your grandfather Frank?
William Frank.
William Frank.
Mm-hmm. And in those days, the Jews didn't have surnames.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, Frank, father, took the name of Wormser.
Yeah.
Because he had come from Worms in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where Grandpa Frank might have come from, Frankfurt or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
and when your grandfather Frank came to this country, was he married, or did he marry after he got here?
He went back to to Europe, and he did go back to Europe, but then he brought his family, his mother and father and brothers and sisters, all over here, and they settled in Philadelphia, and my grandmother lived in Lancaster, and Grandpa Frank met Uncle Wormser on a, what they called, not a bus in those days, but they drove, they had to drive from, he was settled in Jefferson, Ohio.
Who, your father?
No, my...
Your grandfather, I mean.
My grandfather.
Oh, really?
They lived in the, they had a general store, and so they had to take this stagecoach from Ohio to
Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm. And then they went to Lancaster, and in the meantime grandfather and Uncle Wormser became very friendly, and Uncle Wormser invited grandfather to visit them. He had a sister, he said, that he'd like to marry off because he himself wanted to go to south. And in those days, they had the slaves in the south, and grandma wouldn't go. She said she came to this country for liberty, and she would not go south where they had the slaves.
Oh, so this was before the Civil War.
This yes. Was,
yeah.
So, anyway, Grandpa then went to Philadelphia for the holidays, the Jewish holidays, to see his family. And Uncle Wormser followed him, and he said to him, "How did you like my sister?" And grandfather said, "She suits me very well.
Yeah.
She can help me sehr gut." And so he said, "Well, if you want her, you can have her." So he, Grandpa went to New York to do his buying, and then he stopped in Lancaster on the way home, and he married Grandma.
What was her first name?
Paulina.
Paulina.
Mm-hmm. Paulina.
Mm-hmm.
Paulina. And he took her back to Ohio with him, and when Mrs. I think it was Strasburger, who was his partner.
Who, Gene Strasburger's father?
No. I don't know what relation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Strasberg had a sister who lived in Brooklyn, and she wanted the grandfather to marry her sister. And when she saw Grandma, she said, that isn't my sister. And so Grandfather said, no, but she's the girl I want to marry. So she was so horrible to Grandma that my grandfather broke up and said he was going to pull out, and they divided everything in half in the store. If there was a yard of calico, they tore it in half.
Yeah.
And when it came to the name Strasburger and Frank, Grandpa got the name Anne Frank, and Strasburger got his name. And Grandfather went to Canton, Ohio, and he took his citizenship there. I have the, I think it's up there, the copy of his
naturalization certificate.
Citizenship mm-hmm. and paper. And then eventually he moved to Pittsburgh. And he was one of the early glass manufacturers.
Oh, your grandfather went into the glass business yeah. then here. How did, do you know how he happened to get into that?
Well, grandmother's brother, Uncle Wormser, Ephraim Wormser, had decided to come to Pittsburgh instead of going south. And he was in the glass business. So, that they didn't, they weren't partners,
mm-hmm.
but Grandfather had his own glass building. It was William Frank and Son. And the bottles, which probably sold for 5 cents a piece, in those days, mm-hmm. I paid $35 for one of the bottles.
Oh, you have one of the bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that?
I had three of them.
This, where was his plant? Where was his manufacturing plant?
Out near Jones and Laughlin.
On the south side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that something?
So, that was that part.
Now, how many children were in the family? They had children. There was your father.
My father had two brothers.
Was your father the oldest?
No, he was the youngest.
Yes.
He was a baby. Aunt Julia Oppenheimer and Uncle Hyman, Uncle Abe, and Uncle Sam, and three brothers.
Mm-hmm. And your father's name was what?
Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac W.
When was he Frank. Born? Do you know the date of his birthday?
Oh, gosh. The 2nd of... The 2nd of December, and he was one day short of 75 years old when he died.
And that was in what year?
So you have to figure that out.
What year did he die?
I don't know.
How old was, wait a minute. The names of the two sisters... your
had
two
one
aunts.
Sister.
Yeah, one sister.
Aunt Julia Oppenheimer.
Oh, mm-hmm. And then he had the two brothers. There were three boys.
Three brothers.
Sam and Hyman.
Abe. And Samuel Abe. And Hyman.
Hyman. Well, did they all remain in Pittsburgh, and did they continue in the glass business?
No.
What happened then?
I don't know. I don't think that father's brothers, Abe Frank was a Florence Mage.
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was her father.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
And he had a general store in Irwin. And Uncle Sam just puttered. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he did. And Hyman was a cripple. And I don't know what he did.
And when did your father, what then business did your father go into?
Father graduated as a general engineer.
Oh.
But he...
From what school?
He
did he go to Tech?
Then he became a civil engineer. And he managed a plant on the south side, the Lewis Foundry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left Lewis and started his own business.
And that was what under what name? What was the name of his business?
Frank Neeland.
Frank Neeland. Bess, you've said something to me one time about your feeling about your grandmother. From what you've told me, she must have been quite an amazing woman,
quite a remarkable woman. She's wonderful.
In what way was she so remarkable?
Well, she was 95 when she died, and she kept up with 2 newspapers a day, all the modern books, and her conversation was like a woman of 25. She was simply wonderful. Everyone enjoyed going to see her.
And you once said something to me about her activities during the Civil War.
Oh, she was the head of the ladies. Let me see. It was like the Red Cross. They sewed and made bandages for the wounded in the Civil War. And Grandma and William Thaw and some of these 400 mm-hmm. were all members, and Grandma was the president.
Where did they live? Where was the family home?
Well, when I was born, they lived on Mount Washington.
Oh.
And the Oppenheimers and the Sam Franks, and Grandma and Grandpa all lived on Mount Washington. And the Frank home faced down the river, faced the point, and it's just beautiful. It's still standing.
Is it still standing?
Oh, no, wait a minute. I went to see it, to take the children some years ago, and it had been pulled down. And there was a life insurance building on the property.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
So it's not standing anymore.
But what a beautiful place that must have been to live. How many children did they have, your grandparents have?
Did my grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you.
No, I mean, that there was your father.
And his...
Oh, that's...
Two brothers.
And then your father went into this, and then...
Father was the only one who went to college. He went to Troy University.
Mm-hmm.
Rensselaer.
Oh, yes.
Rensselaer University in Troy, New York. And he graduated from there.
And he
gave money and collected some money for a building which is called the Pittsburgh Building. Very nice building.
Oh, up there at Rensselaer. The building at the college?
Yeah.
How did he meet your mother? and where? Was she a Pittsburgh girl?
Yeah. They knew each other from childhood.
What was her name?
Tina Clee.
Clee. Oh, that's then from the your grandfather Clee's family. And then how many children were there in your family? You had a couple brothers.
Yeah.
You were the only girl.
That's right.
And what were the names of your brothers?
William Clee, K-L-E-E, Frank, and Robert Frank.
And then, Bess, you came along. What was your childhood like?
What
was your childhood like? Where were you born and where did you live as a child?
I was born on Sheffield Street. Did you ever hear of Sheffield Street?
Over on the north side,
yeah.
In Old Allegheny, yes.
Well, my grandfather had a home of 20 rooms.
Which grandfather? Grandfather?
Grandfather Clee.
Clee, yes.
He had eight children.
Oh, my.
And father and mother lived with them, with grandmother and grandfather. They were the only ones who stayed in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The others all went to New York, and they then moved out of that house, that big house, and lived in a smaller house on Sheffield Street.
And that's where you grew up?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you live with you and your parents, live with your grandparents? How old were you when you
I was 5 or 6 years old. And we moved away.
Where'd you move to? Where did you move to?
Across the street. From the big house.
Yes.
And I understand that all the houses on that street were pulled down, excepting grandfather's house. And it was made into apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let us go in. I took the children over when they were small, and I wanted to take them in the house, but they wouldn't let us go in because of it had been turned into apartments.
Bess, what was it like as a child over in that neighborhood?
Well,
was it a carefree?
It was the Sheffield Street crowd and the Beach Avenue crowd. The Beach Avenue was like a Lillian Lehman.
Oh, yes.
The Lehmans and the Kleins and, a lot of the Jewish people. And they were the Beach Avenue crowd, and the Sheffield Street crowd was the Droys and Adler's and myself and some others.
Were the Kaufmans over there, living
the
over
Kaufmans,
there too?
Yeah, the Kaufmans lived on Irwin Avenue. That was around the corner from Beach Avenue.
Were they part of your crowd?
No, they were part of the other crowd.
Okay. Well, was there a division between the merchant group and the industrial group? Was there, were the lines drawn that way? Those whose parents were in had stores, and those whose parents were in
I don't think they
weren't like that.
They were.
Did you mingle much with the Christian, with your Christian neighbors? Did
not
you
at
walk,
all.
Not at all?
No. The people next door, two old maids, lived next door to us whom I adored.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved me. And it was a great pleasure for me to go over to their house. And they'd read to me and tell me stories mm-hmm. and all that. But outside of that, we didn't have any Christian friends until I went to oh, at the College of Woodland Road.
Oh, that was Pennsylvania. Was then the Pennsylvania College for Women?
Pennsylvania College for Women.
Well, Bess, where did you go to school? Did you go to a public school?
No, I went. I went to a private school in New York.
Even in your early
school.
Where'd you go in your early days? Your first, first six grades. Or were you tutored at home? Did you have a governess at home or what?
Yeah, I was tutored at home a lot. I only went to school for a few years, public school.
On the north side?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went